Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling. It's all go. It all starts. There's live streaming tonight. But before that, a little bit of this. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Hopefully it's good evening, because if you're picking this up when it goes up on ESCinsight.com, you'll realise that there's only a handful of hours until the Italian part of the Swiss National Final semi-final experience will go out and do the live streaming. Mission Europe aside, it's the first chance the rest of Europe gets to see a country's process for the song to be selected that will be into the national final, that might go into the semi-finals, which might be selected for the final, which might be the winner of Eurovision next year. We live and hope we might see the winner tonight. But anyway, yes, RSI.ch, if you're kicking around, we'll be doing that over on twitter.com/ESC Insight. There's a live blog running ESC Extra, and I'm sure we'll be discussing all of this stuff going forward in depth and insight over the next weeks and months leading up to the contest. Yes, hello, Ewan Spence here, as always, bringing you through the weekly, almost-ish, of what's been going on in the world of Eurovision. Junior Eurovision, well, kids are all nicely tucked up in bed, learning their lines, and the stage construction has begun, just like the adult Eurovision. It's a good week or two to get all the rigging and everything put in place for the contest, which will, of course, be happening on December the 10th, though we'll have people on the ground. Charlene's going to be flying out to the city of Yerevan over there in Armenia. We'll have hooking up some of the other websites as well, and we'll have commentary online on Twitter, and hopefully Jukebox Jury starting up next week as well. What else do we have? We've got other numbers coming through. We've got Eurovision news, we've got mentors, we've got heats, we've got some exclusive remixes of previous Eurovision songs for you. It is going to be a busy 10 minutes or so for this week's Insight podcast. Yes, let's start with some of those winners. We have our first confirmed singer for Melody Festival, and out of the Web Joker contest, joining the 31 specially selected countries and singers and whatever is going into the Melody Festival in heats, we have one from the Web Joker. The amateurs all get to submit in. They had their own system, and out of all of that, Aymina Dromar, In My Dreams, was the winning song, which was sung by Maria Benhaji, and she'll take that forward to the heats in February and March, hopefully with Melody Festival, and maybe she will go to Eurovision. We will find that out, and all of the other 31 singers which will be selected. Lots of rumours as expected going around on that one. Mission Europe in Slovakia, we have our 8 finalists going out of that one. Sarah Jagrek, David Matisi, Manuel Breko, Nika Zorjan, Brina Vidic, Kelmar Ortera, Naja Arloki, and Nastia Gabor will be one of the names that you will recognise going forward, and we'll get on the albums and the CDs and all the previews going forward as well. RTE in Ireland, they had a pretty good year last year with the Jedward getting them into the final, giving them respectable top 10 placing. They're going to keep with that same selection format. They're going to select 5 mentors. Those mentors will select 5 acts which go forward to a national final, will be voted on and taken through there. The mentors have been named as Julian Benson, a show business agent, music producer Greg French, singer-songwriter Adele Lynch, who you may recognise from the pop band Bewitched, and also the Barbarellas, Bill Hughes, producer and former pop stars and Eurostar judge, and Linda Martin. What's she done in the world of Eurovision? Exactly. Indications that the 1992 winner will have as her act Jedward again. And assuming there's a 50-50 televote, last year it got tweaked at the last minute to 66% jury, but Jedward still won. It's going to be tough for anybody to overcome the momentum of Jedward's fan base. So I'm not confident that we're going to have a strong final from Ireland, national final from Ireland, because I think the acts that might have looked at it will not want to go up against Jedward because they might lose and that won't do their street cred any good. But in any case, you know, to be honest, if Jedward want to go for Ireland again, they will. I'm still not sure they will, but that's just me. LRT in Lithuania, they will also be using their 2011 format. They will have 3 semi-finals, then a final, then a super final, which in old language is 3 quarter-finals, 1 semi-final, and a final. 50% public vote right up until the last super final of the final, and then a jury only will decide the song that will go through. Submissions are open and will be until the 2nd of January, with the national final at some point in February or March. A similar story for Romania. They are in for 2012, they have confirmed. No news in the national final dates, but it's unlikely to be December the 31st, which they tried last year and got the lovable Jordi. I love Pingu because he sounds like a trumpet. He won't be going for that again. We'll find out their 2012 entrant again, probably late February, I would think, for that one. Switzerland carrying on. Of course, we have the live stream final from RSI tonight. Three or from that one? The Swiss one's really confusing. Basically, they're going to have 14 in the national final. Three are going to be from selected from DRS, three from RTS, six from SF, and two will come out of RSI's final tonight. Yeah, that's right. If not, I'm sure you're all going to email in. Anyway, we do have the three announced from RTS. There was a long list of 20-odd that went into a tiny list of 10, which I think probably vote. Three of them have gone through. We don't know the order of the votes that three of them got. It's 50% public, 50% juries. The Flying Zitterets Orchestra went through with L'Otre, Catherine Saint-Laurent through on Wrong to Let You Go, which is probably the leading power ballad out of all that I've heard so far. On Soso Fleo, who you heard last week, Quand Je Ferme Les Yeux, has also went through there as well. So that's me almost equaling Charlene last year, because she managed to pick Nadine Bellier. Still got fingers crossed for Soso Fleo, not only because it's a good song, but also because I need the brownie points around the office. Right then, what else do we have? Melody Grand Prix have confirmed when public tickets are going on sale, billetservice.nl. To pick those up. Their first semi-final is 21st of January, so you can give yourself a late Christmas present or an early Burns Night present indeed. And speaking of early presents, got something for you just now. Those of you who know me will know that it's not just Eurovision, I also do smartphones, technology and write-ups and everywhere. And I'm at the recent Nokia World Conference in London about 2 weeks ago. Bear with me. One of the guys I know at Nokia is Stephen Stewart. Yes! Singer, songwriter, composer, who was involved with some of the Finnish entries previously. I said, oh, no, I've got a whole bundle of remixes and stuff from Gearsong. Do you want to have them? I'm like, yeah. So we've dug out a whole bundle of folders and stuff, and I've had to listen through. And I want to take this one here. Yes, it is a remix of Why. This is the, quote, short club mix version from Gus Caveda of Why. With the plaintive crying Baron Stephen. First time listening to the podcast, didn't realise it was me doing it. But long-time Eurovision fan hands us this one.
In the night there's a candle burning, little light full of ache and yearning, for the child who won't be returning, and all the loved ones left behind. Morning breaks with a noose of violence, nothing moves in the haze of silence. Deep inside it feels like a riot. Where can I find peace of mind? To make things better, where's the thread holding us together? How do we find the key that let us open up our hearts and minds? Winds of faith blow us past our limits, spend our lives searching for forgiveness. Can one voice really make a difference? Still I know we got to try. Wow.
slipping through our hands. Can you tell me why?
There we go, Stephen. Thank you very much for that one. If you want to get in touch with Stephen and say thank you and all that, I'll take the email to you at escinsight.com and we'll forward them over. Not quite sure you want some old public popping up there. Other than that, there's only one other big thank you. Eagle-eyed people who are watching the website will spot a great big article we did last week about, you know, what might happen as part of the Azerbaijan contest. Even Sharpride will have spot that wasn't written by someone in the usual team. Samantha Ross was behind that one, who you may recognize from ESC Insider, but also as one of the guest voices on our daily shows coming out of Dusseldorf this year. I think there was one or two points where she actually sat down and, you know, she took the chair. Two grown men from college, except she's a girl, but there you go, Samantha's joining the ESC Insight team. Great to have her on board. ESC Insight will continue to be her more personal observations on the contest and how she gets on with hopefully going out to Azerbaijan and everything, but for the in-depth stuff, she's joining the team, and it is a pleasure and a joy to welcome her on board. It's also a pleasure and joy to realise that you all out there continue to listen to this every week to 10 days when we get it up. We're starting to get into the season now. Italian semi-final tonight. Junior Jukebox Jury hopefully next week, assuming that the child protection laws and agency things come through for me. Moving on with Junior Eurovision itself, Swiss National Finals through Christmas, and then into the fun of the National Finals. And then it's roller coaster all the way. Eurovision Insight Podcast here with you right through until we find out who the winners on May 26th and beyond. But for now, for now. Who's not heard this? Stephen's not heard this. Stephen, this is why we play the electric guitars.